Welcome to the Magic Podcast, a portal for committed, spiritual, and high-achieving entrepreneurs who desire to break free from hustle culture and actually lead a life and business from ease. I am your host, Melody Escobar, a somatic and embodiment coach who supports humans just like you, regulating their nervous systems and embodying a life of freedom. I am also gay, I love Harry Potter, and I am the most organized person you'll ever meet. On this podcast, we will have conversations about trauma healing and nervous system regulation. I'll be sharing my own personal experiences and lessons, as well as strategies and actionable steps for you to actually enjoy the vision board life that you've been working your ass off to create. Let's dive into the show.
Today we're going to be talking about boundary setting. Like, I know a big season is coming up, like holiday season, and it can be like a very tricky season with all of the celebration and all of the commitments and all of the things for like the subject of boundaries to come up and like protecting your space and protecting your energy and protecting yourself. So this is going to be a very juicy, very in-depth and very like step-by-step life for you to start understanding what boundaries really are, and basically how to start setting boundaries so you can protect yourself and it can help you in this season coming. Let me just open my notes. I think I want to be opening as well, like a Google Doc to give you some journaling prompts and like step by step on this thing. One second, please. There we go. Perfect. I am live. I have the Google Doc ready. Okay. So, oh yes, by the way, so this is the vortex. For those who don't know, if you're watching, you know, the replay or if you're listening in the podcast, I feel like I'm getting repetitive, but there's like new faces in here. So why not say that? So basically, the vortex is an event that I do inside the Freedom Creators community every 2 weeks. And it started off like being hot seat coaching. So this is a space for you to ask your questions. You can either come live and ask me anything that you want live, or you can fill up like a form that I always upload before if you've got any questions. But also there's going to be like a topic, so you know like ahead of time what we're going to be talking about, so you know if this is something that you need and you can plug it into the things that you actually feel like, oh, this is what I'm craving at the moment. Okay, so if you've got any questions, like, make sure to ask them. I don't have anything on the form, so I'm going to just like jump in into the boundary thing. And as I was saying, like, this life masterclass episode, however you want to call it, is going to be about boundaries. And I think this is for you if you feel like you hate letting others down. Like, if, for example, a friend asks you for something, like a friend says, like, oh my God, I'm very overwhelmed, you know, because I am moving houses and I still haven't packed and I've got so much on my plate, and you immediately feel like you need to help. Like, even though you also have a lot on your plate and probably it's not like the best moment for you to go and help out your friend, you just feel like, I need to do something. They are my friend, right? So I can't let them down. And of course, this applies to, you know, friend, family member, like whatever that is. Or like if you find yourself saying yes to plans that you actually don't want to do. So maybe your mom called you before and said, you know, for Christmas Eve, this is what we're doing. We're meeting the whole family. Everyone's going to be there. We're going to be doing lunch and we're going to be doing dinner, like whatever. And you're like, oh my God, like that doesn't sound like something that I would do. Like, I would rather just spend it with my parents, you know, like quiet. But I'm just going to say yes, right? Again, I'm not going to let them down. And I just need to say yes, even though this was not the expectation or like the need that I had in mind. Or for example, like maybe in these celebrations, like holiday celebration, there's someone in your family that always makes comments about your business, or maybe always makes comments about your physical appearance and weight and like diets and like all this shit that you're tired of hearing and like you really don't want that in your life, but you just don't know how to stand up and speak up and say no, or just say something about it, right? And at the end of the day, like all of those things leave you feeling like you don't really know yourself, like you don't really know who you are anymore, like you don't know what you like, you don't know what you don't like it's like a blur. Yesterday, Dan was making fun of me for saying this blurry area. Not sure if I said that correctly. And normally, this is linked, like the emotions that are linked to these symptoms, right? Of like lacking boundaries are guilt, anxiety, and resentment. So, if you don't do something that you were supposed to do, you feel guilty. If you're not helping them out straight away, like you feel guilty. And because you are constantly worried about taking care of everyone around you, making sure everyone is happy, like putting others first, there's like this sense of like anxiety and nervousness all the time, which ends up just you might end up feeling very resentful, because maybe you feel like, oh, people don't care about me, I'm not important. And at the end of the day, it's not much about others, but about how you are presenting yourself and how you are setting those boundaries, right? Because you're constantly doing, constantly helping, constantly doing all of these things, you just feel resentful. So the three main emotions connected to this, like to lack of boundaries are basically guilt, anxiety, and resentment. And I feel like this is an area that I struggled a lot my whole life. Like I was raised to be the caretaker of everyone because my mom was suffering, with mental illness, and sometimes she couldn't even get out of bed. And I had a small sister, and then my dad went because of the divorce, and he was also struggling with mental illness. Like I was cooking, I was picking my sister up from school, I was cleaning, I was walking the dogs, I was doing grocery shopping for my dad. Like, and then my mom was venting with me, and my dad was venting with me, and I was there, as a 13-year-old, having to be like the support for everyone. And it felt like what I wanted didn't matter, because if I put myself first, I was afraid of how my parents were going to react, right? And I was constantly feeling nervous, and I was feeling guilty if I wasn't there helping them. So maybe I was with my dad, but then my mom was like crying in bed, and like all of those things. And I never came first. Like everyone else came first. I didn't know how to say no. I didn't know how to say, I am not comfortable with this. I didn't know how to say, like, this doesn't feel good for me. So I honestly didn't even know who I was. Like when I started my healing journey, like about 5, 6 years, probably 6 years ago now, it was incredible to recognize that I don't know who I am. I have no hobbies. I don't know what I like. I don't know what I don't like. And I just had to start discovering myself again. And then when I discovered myself, I was able to start putting those boundaries in place. Because the thing is, because of everything that happened in my childhood, then that was like brought up into my adulthood. So I was like in very toxic relationships, in very toxic friendships, and like work environments that were very toxic as well. And I was not speaking up for myself. I was not setting limits. I was not saying no. So I found myself in situations that I deeply regret just because I didn't speak up. I don't know if this resonates with you and you're like, okay, yes, this has happened to me as well. But this is what happens, right? Because of the way that we're brought up and things like that, then we find ourselves in situations that our body is like screaming, I don't want to be here. This doesn't sit right with me. And the reason why I was sharing how this turned out for me, like explaining you this example of my childhood, you know, and what my family situation was like and how that felt for me and all of the things, is because sometimes we talk about boundaries, especially, you know, like boundaries in business and like setting boundaries with our clients and setting boundaries with the amount of time and setting boundaries like with all of this stuff, but we don't actually talk about the root cause of this lack of boundaries. And we need to go there if we actually want like long-term results, if we want to become the person who actually knows how to set those boundaries. So what I wanted to talk to you about is, why does this happen? Why do you find yourself now as an adult saying yes to things that you don't want to say yes to, not saying no to things that do not feel good for you, and feeling like you have to be constantly the caretaker, like I was, for everyone else? So we're going to talk about two reasons. One of the reasons is modeling. This is what you have been modeled in your life. Like in my house, there was no boundaries. Like my mom used to do something that, if I think about it now, it pisses me off so much. That is, if I was in my room with the door closed, she would just open it. That's it. No asking, no knocking, no anything. No matter what I'm doing, she was just like opening the door. Or my dad would just like grab my phone and check absolutely everything with no permission. They would check all my room with no permission, right? So there was no boundaries, and there was nothing that I could say, because even if I said, mom, the door was closed, like, it's my house. I can, you know, come in whenever I want. Or even the toilet, I might be on the toilet and like the door is just open, right? Or even maybe seeing my mom as well, not setting boundaries for herself. So she was in very shitty like jobs where the boss was like horrible to her. And even there, because sometimes I was going to pick my mom at work and I could see that abuse happening, and she was just like doing it. She was just like not saying anything, keeping her head down and just allowing everything to happen. Or maybe even though she was like, you know, so overwhelmed with absolutely everything, she had a lot on her plate, that maybe my aunt was calling for a favor and she didn't have the time. Like she didn't have the time, she didn't have the energy, she didn't have the capacity, but she was saying yes, right? But then of course we were at home and she was venting about people and she was like, oh, I'm alone, no one helps me, no one cares about me, and all of these things. But because she was not setting those boundaries. So this is what I've seen. So this was modeled to me, therefore it became normal. Like, I used to think that people who set boundaries were rude. Like, that is not okay. That is not acceptable. That is so rude. Why? Because this is what I've had my whole life, and it's completely the opposite of what I've experienced and witnessed, which was basically just complete self-betrayal and like lack of boundaries in so many different ways, right? So one of the reasons why you are lacking those boundaries is the modeling that you experience throughout your life. The second reason, and this is a very interesting one, is trauma. But this is related to the previous one. But when we experience trauma, and trauma is not about the event itself, trauma is not like one specific thing. Trauma doesn't have to be what we normally think of: sexual abuse, physical abuse, car accidents, war, and all of the things. Like, trauma is basically something that was just too much for your nervous system to handle. It was something that your nervous system couldn't cope with. And it doesn't necessarily have to be like one single thing. It could be like a series of events. And I say this because trauma can be absolutely anything, and it can be different for every single individual listening to this, because we're all unique. We all have different nervous systems. We all had to go through different things. So something that might have been traumatic for me might not have been traumatic for you. Okay. So When I talk about trauma, remember that I'm talking about this. So most likely, even if you think, oh, I had a nice childhood, this applies to you. So when we experience trauma, what happens, because it's something that is too much, we lose the connections with our body. And this is basically a protective mechanism, because being here just feels like too much, it's too overwhelming, it's too painful, it's too hurtful. So we disconnect. And this is why, for example, the work that shamans do are about soul retrieval, but taking the soul back into the body. But in reality, if we connect this to polyvagal work, to trauma work, and all of this stuff, this is what's happening. Because we experienced something that was too much, we had to disconnect. And what happens when we're disconnecting? That we lose our sense of self. We don't have that first basic foundational boundary, which is our body. Because we lost it, because we disconnected, because it was too painful to stay here. And maybe that's why, maybe as a child, you were constantly like in another world, in your imaginary world, right? Maybe that's why you have no memories and you're like, oh, I can't remember, I don't know what happened and things like that, because you were somewhere else. So how are we supposed to set boundaries if we don't have that first connection, that boundary of who we are? We are not here. And for me, that's a foundational step when setting boundaries. And this is what's missing when people talk about boundaries, that we go straight away into, let's set boundaries, let's look at different areas of your life, like this is how you can set them, which is absolutely great. But we need to understand why this is happening. We need to go back so the brain can actually have this cognitive understanding of what is going on. Why is this happening? And then as well, so we start creating that foundation. Because without that foundation of reconnecting yourself again to your body, that soul retrieval that I was talking about with shamans, yes, we might be able to set some boundaries and do some things, but it's rocky. The foundation is rocky. And what we want to do is actually set that long-term path for our long-term success, right? So this is something very, very important to understand, that is why does this happen, because of modeling, because that disconnection with ourselves. So we can start laying that foundation and then we can learn how to set those boundaries. Water break. Let me check the comments, because when I'm in Zoom, I cannot check the comments. There we go. Perfect. So I'm gonna open the Google Doc. And I am going to be sharing with you some journaling prompts. Let me see. Journaling prompts. There we go. Okay. So the reason why I am sharing the screen and why we're going to be doing these journaling prompts together is because before anything, I want you to start assessing your current situation when it comes to boundaries, so we can start becoming aware. Because oftentimes we don't know if we are lacking boundaries, because maybe, you know, like you had some of the examples, or like you're not truly sure if that's you, if that's not you. So let's just get clear on how you actually are in this moment when it comes to boundaries, okay? So the first question to ask yourself, and of course I'm going to be saying them here, but I would encourage you to take the time to actually sit down and just reflect on those questions on your own, is how often do I worry about what other people think? And this is a huge one. This is something that I am still currently working on at the moment, like If you are in the VIP email list or the Boxer broadcast chat, you know that I've mentioned it, that this month for me has like this invisible wound has been coming up, and these like worried about what people think and things like that are very linked. So no shame about any of these. So how often do you worry about what other people think? Do you feel guilty for wanting to do things by yourself? So maybe you just need space, like you maybe just want to have a day alone to watch TV or like take a bath or whatever, but you feel guilty taking that. And this used to be me so much, like 10 years ago, like in my early 20s, because I felt like I had to be there for my mum 24/7. So I remember one day like breaking down and crying so much because I think I got invited to something by, you know, for my friends, because it's not taking time by myself, but I want to say this example. And I wanted to go so bad, but I didn't want to leave my mom alone on a weekend. And I remember just like crying so much about it. But yeah, this specific question was like, do you feel guilty about taking time for yourself, right? Like you have so many commitments, you're constantly socializing, and you feel like, oh, I want to be by myself. But if you want that, you feel guilty. And now consider, when was the last time that you said no to someone? Do you remember the last time that you said no to someone? To someone, to something, for example. And when did I last say yes to something that I secretly didn't want to do? So you accepted, you said yes to whatever, but really you didn't want to do that, even though you didn't say it. Maybe you said it to your partner, maybe you said it to your mom, maybe you didn't say it to anyone, but you didn't want to do that. And the last question is, when I think about saying no to someone, do I feel afraid? Do I feel nervous? Or do I feel calm inside? So consider that when you think about saying no or even speaking up to someone, how does that feel? Now, just because this happens doesn't mean maybe you don't have boundaries in place, because even nowadays, depending on what boundary, I still feel nervous setting it. Of course, it's become, you know, become more comfortable, and it's much easier for me, but there are certain things that I am still afraid of saying, right? So know that there's a journey, it's not just black and white. Oh, by the way, if you're listening to this in the podcast, I'll leave the link to join the Facebook group so you can also access this document with all of these prompts. Okay. So once you have done that and you have like these, let me stop sharing screen. You have assessed, right, where you are when it comes to boundaries, how your nervous system feels when you're setting them, like how much you're protecting yourself from all of these situations. Let's start by maybe knowing how to start setting those boundaries. So basically, I would say this is like a four-step process, more or less. The first step for me, which is the foundational step, is through somatic work. Why? Because of what I said before. Because we need to reconnect back to our bodies in order to be able to set those boundaries long term. Because we need to lay that foundation, the first boundary of our bodies, of this is who I am, this is my body, I am here, this is me, and everything else is not me. Because everything becomes so enmeshed and we had to disconnect because it was so painful that we don't have that first foundation. So the first thing for me is through somatic work. And this is exactly what we are going to be doing next month inside my monthly membership, The Portal. So we are going to be focusing on actually setting that somatic foundation to be able to set boundaries. It's going to be so juicy. Like I've prepared it last week. The training, the somatic session, like everything is already laid out and it's going to be incredible. So the first step is through somatic work. The second step, once we have that, is self-discovery, right? So let's do this. Let me share screen again. Self-discovery questions. Self-discovery questions. There we go. So the next step is self-discovery. Self-discovery in what sense? And like actually getting to know yourself. But I was saying before of like starting my journey, not knowing who I was, not knowing what I liked, knowing my hobbies, not knowing what I didn't like. I had to start getting clear on those things. I had to like, okay, this is me now. This is me time. And I am going to discover who Melody is, right? So what I encourage you is to think about, because this self-discovery is so vague, so like it could be anything. What I would encourage you is to like write different areas of your life. And I wrote here like the main areas that I could think of. So health, relationship, business, sexuality, spirituality, five areas. I think I said four before, but you could add more. Like you could add, I don't know, self-development. You could have friendships, family, like whatever you want to add. And then think in those areas. I want you to write 10 things that you want and like in each area. So, for example, the health area. I would like to sleep 8 hours every single day. I would like to work out every day. I would like to, you know, cook meals instead of eating out. I would like to go for a hike every month, whatever that is, right? So you write like what you like and what you want, right? And as well in that area, you write what you don't want. I don't want to stay late drinking with friends. I don't want people coming over for dinner and again stay late and I'm not able to sleep my 8 hours. I don't want to eat out every day. I don't want to spend my weekends on the sofa. I don't want whatever. So it's like, what do I want? What do you want as a person? Like outside of any external thing, external input, external influence, what do you want in those areas and what you don't want in those areas? So that could be the same for relationships. What are the 10 things that you like and that you want in your relationship? So that could be romantic relationships, that could be friendships, that could be family, that could be anything. That's what I said, you can break it down even more. And that could be, I don't know, I want someone who can listen to me without having to jump into giving me advice. Or I want to be able to have friends who want to do yoga rather than going out and, you know, drinking, whatever. And what things you don't want. I don't want someone commenting on my clothes. I don't want someone commenting on whatever, right? And then business the same. What do you want and what you don't want? I want to be able to work 5 days a week. I want to be able to, you know, clock out at six and I'm done for the day. I want to be able to whatever and want what you don't want. I don't want to act to boxer, you know. Outside of my working hours, I don't want to have to micromanage everyone in my team. Like, no idea, right? Like, think about you. Sexuality, the same. What do you want and what you don't want in your sexual life? And then spirituality, what you want and what you don't want in that area. So, summary so far, what we've done. First step on how to set boundaries in work in that somatic healing so we can reconnect with the body. Second one, it's take time to discover who you are, what you like and what you don't like in the different areas of your life. The third one is start practicing by setting boundaries with yourself. So if you had, for example, that boundary of sleeping or that want of sleeping 8 hours every day, maybe you can start setting a boundary of not scrolling your phone until 12 on the bed. Right? Like from now on, I'm going to turn off my phone at 8 p.m. every day, whatever that is. And you can set that boundary with yourself first. Start small, please. Don't put things that are unwritten, like something that is just not achievable. And finally, the fourth step, now that you've practiced setting boundaries with yourself, start setting boundaries with others. And this can feel very overwhelming because it's not the same setting boundaries with yourself and setting boundaries with others. What you can start doing is writing it down. You can start writing down the boundaries and practicing even alone. And, you know, not everyone might agree with this, but for me, at the beginning, it felt very good to stop setting boundaries through text message because it was like a practice. I was like, okay, I'm going to practice the same the text message when I don't have the other person in front of me, when I don't have their reaction and all of the things. And I'm just going to practice like this first. And you know what? I'm okay with that. Some people are like, oh, you have to set them in person. I don't care. I think it's a process. And I think if that makes you feel safer and it helps your nervous system slowly adjust to this change of actually speaking up for yourself, that's the way to do it. So traumatic work, self-discovery, start setting boundaries with yourself, and then start setting boundaries with others. So those are the four things to set boundaries. Just as a recap of what we talked about today, we talk about those symptoms of like lack of boundaries. You have those journaling prompts to try to assess your situation. And we went to the emotions link to boundaries and why does this lack of boundaries happen? So you know what actually the root is. Okay. So I think this was so juicy. I'm not sure if it's the first time that I talk about boundaries like in this sort of like masterclass, but I am sure that you got a lot out of it. And remember, the next month in the membership, we're going to be focusing on that foundational step. And interestingly, I'm right now in the process of my Black Friday deals, which are going to be, you have them available until the 27th, so next Monday. There is still time. If you join now with the Black Friday deal, you can join the portal for 22 euros a month. So you can lock your price, your forever price, at 22 euros. And there is only a commitment of 6 months, right? And every single month, there's a different thing. We've got a somatic healing session together, and you've got like a very step-by-step process. So if you like to have a space to like plug in and get that support so you can like do the work and you know exactly what to do every single day, this is the space for you. Now, this is not related to boundaries, but also so you know what the other Black Friday deals are. The second deal that you have is my Soma Intensives. The Soma Intensives are for the entrepreneur who wants to specifically target anxiety. Like anxiety is a big issue for you. You constantly feel overwhelmed by anxiety. You might have tried different things and you know that there must be something missing and you need to work on it. Like you really need to get rid of it. So the Soma Intensive, basically, it's a very personalized strategy. I am going to be assessing your anxiety, your body, your nervous system, your current situation, all of the things, to come up with something very specific for you to work on releasing anxiety from the body, which is probably what's been missing from your whole healing journey. So we will meet together in a somatic healing session to release anxiety from the body. I will be giving you the strategy because you like to plug in and then do the work on your own. And we're going to be together for 4 days in Boxer. So I can support you in integrating all the work, in changing the strategy if necessary, and all of the things. So you can join now these sessions for 89 euros. And if you want to join, DM me. Same with the portal. Or I might leave the links below. And then finally, the third Black Friday deal is basically my one-on-one mentorship. So if you feel like you're in the space, you want one-on-one coaching, you want someone there with you, like you want to lock arms with me and you feel like you want a partner in your journey to hear you, to offer you support, to be there with you, to make decisions with you, you just want someone there just focusing on you, like you want it to be all about you, you're in that season. This is what private mentorship is for. I've got different packages starting at different price points. And with the Black Friday deal, okay, I went insane. And you can join with an extended payment plan that can double your commitment. What does this mean? So if you join, for example, with a commitment of 3 months, which is the minimum, you can pay in 6. Or if you join for 6 months, you can pay in 12. Right? So it's more accessible than ever for you to actually work one-on-one with me. So this is the Black Friday deals. That's all. If you've got any questions, feel free to message me on Instagram. I will leave the links of everything for the podcast episode, for the community, the Boxer, and all of the things. And I'll see you in 2 weeks. I think next week I'm going to be updating the different things and stuff. But yeah. I'll let you know. Okay, thank you so much. If you've got any questions, make sure that you drop them in the form.